Good morning and welcome to Start the Week, a ministry of Salem Reformed Church, Ashley, North Dakota. I am James Grossman, pastor of Salem Reformed, and I would like to thank you for joining us this morning. As we come to God's Word this morning, we come to John chapter 21, the first 14 verses, so let us read together the Word of the Almighty God. After these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias, and in this way he showed himself, Simon Peter, Thomas called the twin, Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two others of his disciples were together. Simon Peter said to them, I am going fishing. They said to him, We are going with you also. They went out and immediately got into the boat, and that night they caught nothing. But when the morning had now come, Jesus stood on the shore, yet the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. Then Jesus said to them, Children, have you any food? They answered him, No. And he said to them, Cast the net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some. So they cast, and now they were not able to draw it in because of the multitude of fish. Therefore that disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, It is the Lord. Now when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on his outer garment, for he had removed it, and plunged into the sea. But the other disciples came in the little boat, for they were not far from land, about 200 cubits, dragging the net with fish. Then as soon as they had come to land, they saw a fire of coals there, and fish laid on it, and bread. Jesus said to them, Bring some of the fish which you have just caught. Simon Peter went up and dragged the net to land full of large fish, 153. And although there were so many, the net was not broken. Jesus said to them, Come and eat breakfast. Yet none of the disciples dared ask, Who are you? Knowing that it was the Lord. Jesus then came and took the bread and gave it to them, and likewise the fish. This is now the third time Jesus showed himself to his disciples after he was raised from the dead. Thus far the reading of the word of the Almighty God, may he add his blessing to it. As we look at this passage of God's word this morning, we see Jesus showing himself again to the disciples. We see a very interesting way in which he does that, a very peculiar way, showing himself where he had taught them many lessons. He shows himself where he had called many of the disciples to follow him. As we look at this, we see that Jesus again appears post-resurrection, demonstrating his continuing care for his church. Again, Jesus again appears post-resurrection, demonstrating his continuing care for his church. In verses 1 through 3, we see that the disciples had resumed their normal lives. In verses 4 through 11, we see that Jesus repeats an earlier miracle. In verses 9 through 14, then, we see that Jesus cares for their physical needs. The disciples had begun to resume their normal lives. They had come home, yet home had changed. This lake that had been many of their homes before Jesus had met them, at Peter's denial, we read in Mark 14, verse 70, But he denied him again, and a little later, those who stood by said to Peter again, Surely you are one of them, for you are a Galilean, and your speech shows it. They knew that Peter was a Galilean, that he had come from Galilee. Many of the disciples had come from Galilee. And we see that even here, Nathanael of Cana in Galilee. And we know that Simon Peter met Jesus by this very lake. Yet, this was also where Jesus had taught them. The Sermon of the Mount was preached nearby. This was at the site of so many lessons. Matthew 8:24, And suddenly a great tempest arose on the sea so that the boat was covered with the waves. But he was asleep below. Again, Matthew 14, verse 25. Now in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went to them walking on the sea. The place had changed to them, but they were trying to move on with their lives. Jesus had called them to be fishers of men, Mark 1:17. Then Jesus said to them, Follow me, and I will make you become fishers of men by this very lake. And they were back to catching fish, and they had caught nothing. Verse 3. Simon Peter said to them, I am going fishing. And they said to him, We are going with you also. They went out immediately, got into the boat, and that night they caught nothing. They were back to trying to catch fish. For Peter, this was paramount to another denial of Christ. He was going back to his old life. Thus, what we see in the following verses, Peter's restoration in verses 15 and following, being told to be shepherd of Christ's flock, that restoration refers directly here as well as to his denial at Christ's trial. God restrained their catch. They had caught nothing. They had nothing to show for their night of labor, that he might show them what they ought to be doing, that they were called as Jesus' disciples, and that that calling hadn't changed. As Christians, we are called out of darkness into the marvelous light of the gospel. We are not to return like a dog to their vomit. We are to live Christians all of our lives. And so Jesus repeats an earlier miracle, one that they had seen at that very time in which Jesus had called them. They did not know Jesus. Verse 4, but when the morning had come, Jesus stood on the shore, yet the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. Then Jesus said to them, children, have you any food? And they answered him, no. They did not know him. He had appeared twice before, glorified, yet they still did not know that it was he. Jesus asks, children, have you any food? Their needs were not provided for by their physical endeavors, but by God's hand. They were outside of the call that God had placed on their lives, and they were suffering because of it. Christ provides their foods, all of their needs, all of our needs. And so Jesus shows them this. He provides for them a catch, verses 6 and 7. And he said to them, cast the net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some. So they cast, and now they were not able to draw it in because of the multitude of fish. Therefore, the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, it is the Lord. Upon this, they knew. Almost a direct repeat of the miracle recorded in Luke 5 at their calling as disciples, reminding them of this calling to be disciples, not fishermen. Luke 5, verses 3 through 6. Then he got into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and asked him to put out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the multitudes from the boat. When he had stopped speaking, he said to Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch. But Simon answered and said to him, Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net. And when they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their nets were breaking. John realizes this. John remembers. John says, it is the Lord. And Peter plunges in to swim to Christ. He had walked on the water of this very lake until he had doubted. And so he plunges in to swim to the Savior. The other disciples, those who had not been fishermen, were left to bring in the catch, dragging the net full of fish, a large catch, 153 fish, large fish, full. This was not a normal catch. Of course, this was a miracle. You don't catch fish depending on which side of the boat you cast your nets on. It is the Lord providing. And that's what we see here. Christ provides. Christ cares for their physical needs. He provides for them a breakfast of bread and fish, which they had not caught. Verse 9. Then as soon as they had come to the land, they saw a fire of coals and fish laid on it and bread. And Jesus said to them, bring some of the fish which you have just caught. The fish were already frying. Jesus provided them. God provides, not we. Jesus said this in Matthew 4, verse 4, when tempted. He answered the devil. He answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. We must understand that. We must see that our priorities are not in providing for our mouths, for our stomachs, but for the glory of God, for the service of him. We are to live in obedience out of thankfulness for salvation. Saul was rebuked by Samuel, 1 Samuel 15, 22 through 23. So Samuel said, has the Lord as great a delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because you have rejected the word of the Lord, he also has rejected you from being king. I have heard it said after a sin, I'll just throw another bill in the collection plate. This is absolutely the opposite of what God says here. obedience out of thankfulness, offerings out of thankfulness, not guilt. Our guilt is paid for by Jesus Christ. Christ provides for our physical needs, not the labors of our hands. And the disciples understood, they knew that it was Jesus. Jesus called them, said to them, "Come and eat," verse 12. Yet none of the disciples dared ask him, "Who are you?" knowing that it was the Lord. Jesus here demonstrates who he is. He demonstrates his resurrection. He demonstrates where our provisions come from. They do not come from our own hands, but God providing for us. He provides their food, bread and fish, yet another meal, that they would remember the feeding of the 5,000. John 6, verse 9. There is a lad here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 small fish, but what are they among so many? Jesus' question at the beginning, verse 5, "Children, have you any food?" tells us what's going on here. Of themselves, they had none, but in Christ, he provided food beyond their needs. 153 large fishes. But in Christ, he provided. The same Jesus that had called them to be disciples here, very near here, now sends them as disciples, witnesses of his resurrection to our own salvation. He would direct them at this time to be shepherds of his flock. We see that in next week's passage, verses 15 through 25, his reminder to Peter, what he is here to do, to shepherd the flock of Christ. Witnesses, they are witnesses of salvation, witnesses to the death, to the resurrection of our Lord. Acts 10, verse 41, "Not to all the people, but to witnesses chosen before by God, even to us who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead." This is Christ sending his disciples, appearing to them, showing them what he has done and what they are to rely upon, not upon their own minds, not upon their own provision for themselves, but upon Jesus Christ. Jesus again appears post-resurrection, demonstrating his continuing care for his church. He does not just provide for some spiritual provision. He provides for them physically. Jesus' presentation here shows us who he truly is, the risen Lord. He reminds the disciples of their calling, of who provides for them. Jesus reminds us that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. And we must rely upon that, not upon what we see with our eyes, but upon the salvation which Christ provides, the food and meat and drink of our souls unto everlasting life, provided in Jesus Christ, provided in his word, directed our hearts by his Holy Spirit, for we rely upon him for salvation, for all things necessary for body and soul. Amen. Thank you for joining us this morning on Start the Week. We are giving away free copies of the Heidelberg Catechism, a summary of the scriptural doctrine of sin, salvation, and thankfulness, including an explanation of the Apostles' Creed, the Ten Commandments, and the Lord's Prayer. For your copy, please call 701-288-3265 or mail at Salem Reformed Church, Post Office Box 345, Ashley, North Dakota, 58413, and we will be glad to send it to you. If you have any questions concerning the Bible or in general or about anything we cover on Start the Week, please contact us. We invite you to join us at the Salem Reformed Church in Ashley, North Dakota at 209 First Avenue Southwest. If Ashley is too far away, we have churches of the Reformed Church in the United States in Minot and Anamosa, North Dakota, Aberdeen, Eureka, Harriet, Hosmer, Pier, Watertown, Menno, Mitchell, Rapid City, Sioux Falls, and Vermilion in South Dakota, and in Hamburg and Golden Valley in Minnesota. Well, that's all the time we have this week. We at Salem Reformed Church wish you the joy of knowing God this week and forever.